Well, I hope you're having a wonderful Saturday, and welcome to WFME Reports. I'm Jay Trelease, your host. We're talking to Janet Lauren today. Janet has been teaching for many, many years at high school and college students, and advising them on selecting the right college. And it is something that if you're a parent or if you're a young person in high school, it's something that has been on your mind for a long time. How do we get to the right school? This is the lady that can help us do that. Janet Lauren, thank you so much for being our guest here at WFME Reports.
Thank you for having me.
How did you get so interested in this particular subject?
Well, I've been teaching and advising students, high school students and college students, in the school selection and the admissions process and career options for over 15 years. And along with working with my clients, I'm also the director of college guidance for a high school in New Jersey. And I often give free seminars on college admissions, managing applications, college essay writing, financial aid, interview skills. I try to visit 50 campuses a year where I speak with admissions officers and students and administrators. And this gives me insights and information that helps me in working with my students and guiding them and guiding my families.
Why did this attract you so much?
Well, I have an amazing mentor, my mother, who was a director of college guidance at a high school. And so she became an independent educational counselor in 1984. And she is one of the pioneers in this industry and truly a remarkable person. Mm. And she really, we always had students coming in and out of the house. And she would ask me when I went and got my MBA, she would ask me, you know, Janet, talk to this student about marketing and talk to this student about business. And little by little, I started talking with students and enjoying our discussions and talking with students and teaching. And I became a teacher at a university for a while, and it just led into it, but she was definitely my influence. She is truly an extraordinary person who led me here.
That's a wonderful story. Of course, a lot has changed since 1984, and things are changing all the time in regards to college admissions. Why is it so important to find the right fit, the right school to go to?
Well, fit is important, and not only academic fit. It's very important that the social as well as the financial fit be there for student success. And that's a complete pack. All those components have to be working for the student to really succeed. And it's important that students understand that social fit is equally as important as the academic fit. So that's something that students really have to look at, to visit the campuses, to really feel out the culture of each school, because each school is different.
Now,
and that's very important.
Now, as a parent, I might be thinking, okay, social fit. I mean, what does that mean? Does that mean this kid's going to spend his freshman year drinking beer and not going to class because he's got so many friends and he's having a good time and all of a sudden he's out of the home? I mean, that scares me a little bit.
Well, we sure hope not, but but really what we're looking for in the social fit is the cultural fit of the school. Some schools are big rah-rah schools. They really, big sports, Greek life is very, very important. But if you're not a student that is into that, that might not be the culture that you want to go to school for. Some schools are intellectual schools. Some schools have a lot of kind of quirky students who are doing their own thing. And those cultures are very important. What we found is that students transfer not because of the academics, but because of the social fit. They don't feel they fit in with the group of students who are on that campus. And that's why they transfer.
Well, that makes sense. That makes sense. We were talking about this off air, but, you know, you often hear it's really important to be in the top percent, to graduate in the top percent. Is that better for the student?
Well, that's a good question. When students are looking at their acceptances and they're looking at their choices, a lot of students will say, I want to go to the school that is the most selective that accepted me. But what the new research is showing is that it is often more important that a student is in the top 10 to 15% of the student of the school where they attend. And there's reasons for that. That student is therefore with students that are like them as far as their intellectual level. That student is and above, so they're building confidence. That student is also the superstar at that particular college. So therefore, the college is going to use their resources to help that student. Internships, research opportunities, they're all given to these students because colleges love to see their best and their brightest succeed.
Well, it certainly makes sense. The big question, and again, just thinking like a dad, perhaps, is what's going to happen to this kid when he gets out of school? I see so many kids highly educated, coming from really great colleges. Where their parents have spent an enormous amount of money, where they have now an enormous payment, the kids themselves, college loans and things like that, and they're down in the basement playing video games. The kid doesn't have a job. Mm-hmm. So how does that relate to the right school that you choose? Because that is so important.
Well, again, the research has shown that those students who were in the top 10 to 15% of any school, that includes a community college, or are the achievers and are the ones who do get the jobs. I talk to students all the time and I say, do you think that when businesses come on the campus, they say, please, show me your bottom third? No, they don't say that. They say, have your top 20% come interview with me. So again, the position of the student in the school can be a deciding factor in the career success they have. So it's an important part of looking at where a student positions.
So really, that choice that you make, what school you go to, and how, you know, you're going to be in that school culturally and intellectually, and what's the intellectual environment, what's the cultural environment? These are the questions you need to be asking yourself when you're looking for a college.
Absolutely. And, you know, when that student is in the top 10 to 15%, there's also a financial value there. Because many times the college will want to attract that student by giving them extra merit aid, extra grants. So a student can go to a college for less money and be a superstar.
We are talking to a lady who knows quite a bit about this subject, and that is finding the right college for you. Her name is Janet Lauren. She's been doing this for quite a few years. Janet, you started out as a teacher?
Oh, well, I was a teacher for many years, and an advisor in college. I was an adjunct professor in college. So I came to this through business as well, because I did get my MBA when I graduated from school, and then came through it as an educator, getting my degrees in education and working that way.
Amazing. So. Now, do you work with people? Are you someone that someone would hire to help find the right college, the right school for their kids?
Absolutely. CBRG, which is College Benefits Research Group, is our company, and we work with families, all different types of students, all different types of families, students that come to us with who are very financially well off, and they say, I'm not going to get any money, and we look at positioning and work with them that way, students that have tremendous need, that financial need, that we work with them as well. And it's, again, talking about finding those right fit colleges, and there are lots of them out there. There are wonderful schools for every student, And we really believe that, that we can find and help the student find that right fit and then help them get ready to go, which is another part of that. Mm. Being well prepared to leave and go on to college. That's another part of this equation as well.
Well, that
we can help them with.
That's an interesting point, being prepared to go to college, because it's a huge move. You know, you're we talked about, you know, the student who, you know, messes up in their freshman year. You know, they're just not emotionally, or they're not mature enough to accept this responsibility. They've left home. They're no longer being under the tutelage of their parents, and they have a tendency to maybe sow a few wild oats, if you know what I mean. You have to be emotionally and, you know, ready for this. You have to be mature for this. Is that part of finding the right school, right fit, right person, getting everything involved, you know, everybody, you know, up to snuff?
It certainly is. And students, you know, may not be ready, and they may need to take a gap year or, you know, an extra year to get ready for college so they are mentally prepared for it. Also, there's accountability. We believe that students are accountable for their actions at college. It's a lot of money that is being paid
to go
to college.
Yeah.
And there is an accountability aspect of it. So students need to understand that part of it as well, and we talk about that.
Right, right. Well, I just want to mention your organization, College Benefits Research Group. And I would imagine there is a website. I think you mentioned that. You could probably just Google that, College Benefits Research Group. And
yeah.
There's probably a plethora of information on that website, helping people choose the right school.
Yes, our website is www.cbrg.info. And our phone number is 888-802-2740, and we would be happy to talk with families about their college process.
What is the right time for a young person and their parents to start thinking about college? What grade in high school should they start, you know, formulating their ideas and their thoughts about this?
Well, the earlier the better. We really like to see students in ninth grade and just talk to them. We say that our ninth graders and our 10th graders, they are college aware. And our 11th and 12th graders, they're college ready.
Hmm.
That's what we're helping to guide them with. So ninth grade is an important year coming into high school. It is a new year, and a lot of students don't necessarily understand that those grades are part of what the colleges look at. So we want to make sure that they're on the right track, they feel comfortable, they're getting the help they need academically, so and socially, that they feel they're very comfortable when they go into ninth grade. As they go into 10th and 11th grade, it gets harder, so we want to make sure the study skills are there and they're really working to their potential. And they're challenged. They're taking the most challenging classes they can, but still academically feeling comfortable. That's very, very important.
Well, Janet Lauren, thank you so much for your insight. And again, I just want to mention College Benefits Research Group. Janet is here representing that organization, but also here just to pass along her own wisdom and her own the benefits of 15 years of dealing with this subject. Again, the phone number is it 888-802-2740? And the website is www.cbrg.info. And Janet Lauren, thank you so much for being our guest here at WFME Reports. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Jay. I've really enjoyed it.
It's been a pleasure. WFME Reports is a public affairs presentation produced by your friends here at WFME. Please keep in mind that the comments and commentary of our guests are not necessarily the opinions of WFME or Family Stations Incorporated. I'm your host, Jay Trelease. Have a wonderful day.